show, themeless, appropriately titled Wii U Wii U, as you do. And we're going to start off with some law enforcement, the police. Don't get them too confused, because this is so lonely by the police. I wasn't ready to play it yet. I just had to get myself out of that situation. I kind of dug myself into a bit of a hole, right? Because I'm just... Oh, no. All right, bye.
Can't convince myself I couldn't
there we have So Lonely, remastered in 2003 from the 1978, well, it's 1978 single for the 1970 album Outlandos de Amor. I don't speak French, not familiar with the language, but, oh, wait, I put up my volume. There, excuse me. Doing great tonight. So, song, of course, English rock band, The Police, one of the three singles from that album, Outlandos de Amor. And inspired by Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry, and lyrics mostly written to be ironic because it's fairly well-trodden territory in the music biz of being lonely after getting your heart broken. Anyway, hopefully you enjoyed that bit of a little bit of reggae rock start off the show. Moving on to some early Michael Jackson. Now, I play this track in, you know, kind of a, I found out about this track in a kind of a convoluted way. Now, I was listening to an MF Doom track, That's That, and at the end he kind of co-opts this early MC trick, where at the end of a rap song you would like kind of sing along to like an older Motown song, and he kind of he does this in the song that I'm not going to play, but this is the origin of what he's saying. It's the Michael Jackson song, I Want to Be Where You Are, from the 1972 album, Got to Be There. So let's listen to a little Michael Jackson. I Want to Be Where You Are, from a young Michael Jackson. Now, I believe I have prepared that, where I figured out the song from the end of that, the song That's That, from the wonderful MF Doom. Let me see if I got it right. Yeah, yeah, there we go. It's like, you can't sing, you know, just prepare yourself. Maybe I stayed away too long. Did you miss these rhymes when I was gone? As you listen to these crazy tracks, check them stats, then you know where I'm at. There we go. Some poor singing from our boy Daniel Dumiel of MF Doom fame. Anyway, so that's how I figured out about this song. So next up. Oh no, I skipped a song. So I figured out about Rex Orange County, who is, I think he's 19-year-old, younger than me, English musician who featured prominently on both Forward and, I want to say, Boredom, on Time with the Creator's summer album, Flower Boy. And I went and listened to his music. I didn't like it the first time around. Gave it a second try. It's really good. So I'm going to have to, there's like two, he doesn't have a potty mouth. I wouldn't go that far. But I'm going to see, because I'm going to have to do a little acrobatics with the muting. Best Friends, bye. So it's Best Friend from Rex Orange County. Off, it's a single from this year. He had an album last year called Apricot. Princess. So that's his album last year, but this is a single, hopefully from some new work coming out. Here's Rex Orange County. I should have stayed at home, 'cause right now I see all these people that love me, but I still feel alone. Can't help but check my phone. I could have made you mine, but no, it wasn't meant to be. And see, I wasn't made for you, and you weren't made for me. Though it seems so easy, and that's because I wanna be your favorite boy. I wanna be the one that makes your day, the one you think about as you lie awake. I can't wait to be your number one. I'll be your biggest fan and you'll be mine, but I still wanna break your heart and make you cry. But won't you wait? You know it's too late. I'm on my own. Let me tell you how it feels to be.
favorite. Oh, I wanna be the one. I might just be the one.
Best friend from Rex, Orange County. I think born May 4th, 1998. Impertinent information, I'd say. Grew up in the suburbs of London. So he, Rex Orange County, so his last name is O'Connor, which is O.C., because I think his teacher in high school called him that. And then I don't even know how he got the Rex. It's not relevant. Anyway, making big moves, even though he's younger than me. He's allowed. Now, quick shout outs to Robert and Tracy listening to the show on the best four, the best side of the best four over in South College. Thank you. Now everybody knows where you live. Oops. And big thanks to the Big Pop's father at home. I've got a song for you coming up next. It's Just Like a Baby from Sly and the Family Stone, the 1971 album, which is still in the time when you were listening to music, new music. There was a riot going on. So here's Just Like a Baby from Sly and the Family Stone. That one goes on for a while, doesn't it? Yeah, I forgot about that one. It goes on, but there's still like 10 seconds left. So, Sly and the Family Stone jamming out on the 1971 album. There's a Riot going on. Quick shouts out to Sydney and Jen, I believe, who are listening. Also, in the best common room, the fourth floor of South Common Room. Now, during my cursory research during the playing time of this song, I found out that John Legend sampled multiple elements of it on the track She Don't Have to Know, which I haven't heard before. But I looked up, there's no swearing. We're going to see if like I recognize anything. Oh, that's pretty. That's pretty. It's most. That's a good one. I'm going to add that to my own playlist. Good work, John Legend. Then, of course, I got distracted, started looking at all five of John Legend's wonderful dogs. Anyway, moving on to, what do we got next? We got Parking Lots from the artist Plums. This was one of my Discover Weekly, so there's little to no information about Plums on the old internet because, I mean, much like my research in my international affairs class. Ooh, yeah, there's nothing. Nothing. They have a band camp. Isn't that exciting? Here's Parking Lots from the 2015 single from Plums. Here we go. Parking Lot from Plums, 2015 track. I did even more research, and all I found is a Bandcamp page with nothing on it. I don't even know where they're from. Wait, contact Plums. Oh no, it's just telling me an email address. Contact. There's nothing. I tried. And I clicked on a Facebook link, and somebody left their Facebook logged in here. So if anybody has any ideas, kidding. That's disrespectful. Moving on. Just quick shouts out. No, not a regular old shout out to Emily listening on the fourth floor of South. This, thank you. Much appreciated that everybody's doing their work in the common room and listening to me babble. Much appreciated. Now that it's a half hour, it's a quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has Shocked Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Visit us online at wjrh.org. If you want, give a call, 610-330-5316. I'll read it again, but first, we're going to listen to the Jorge Benjor, yeah, I know, again, track, Catalina Carolbella. It's good Portuguese on my part there. I found this on some compilation album. I'm not sure if it's, no, it's not the original. I'll try to find some. But anyway, here's another good one from Jorge Benjor featuring, is it? Oh, I don't know who it's from. Is it Toquinho? Toquinho features on this one. Enjoy.
Foi numa tarde de domingo que alguém perguntando por ela chegou, deixando meu coração tristonho, enciumado, morrendo de amor. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo que ela mora no meu peito
e eu moro vizinho a ela.
Que eu fico desse jeito
pensando nos beijos, nos carinhos dela.
Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina bela. Perguntando por ela chegou, deixando meu coração tristonho, enciumado, morrendo de amor. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo que ela mora no meu peito
e eu moro vizinho a ela.
Que eu fico desse jeito
pensando nos beijos, nos carinhos dela.
Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina bela. Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina bela.
The 1970 track from the 1970 album Toquinho from Jorge Benjor and Toquinho. Did I write anything about this? Again, this was scarce on details, and then the details that do exist are in Brazilian Portuguese. Did I do anything? Anything? No, literally nothing. All right, moving on to the track Everything is Everything from Miss Lauryn Hill. That's the artist's name, Dad. You know, it's a miss is included. So Miss Lauryn Hill from the album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And the track Everything is Everything. And Lauryn Hill, this is more of a R&B song, but she had been technically classified as the last solo female artist to have a number one single on the Billboard charts until Cardi B got it with Bodak Yellow, which is awful, and Cardi B is awful, and no one should listen to her. She should not be making music. But anyway, here's Miss Lauryn Hill from some simpler times. We about to step into the light. We about to do this for all the kids, the mothers, the fathers, the brothers, the sisters. You know, the record.
Extending across the atlas, I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress, more powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations, then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow.
And the ones on time
won't make it stop.
So convinced that they might fall.
Let's love ourselves and we can't fail
to make a better situation.
Our seeds will grow.
All we need is dedication.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that
everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
After winter
comes spring.
Everything is everything.
be the
king.
After winter,
after winter,
must come spring.
Must come spring.
Change comes eventually.
Change comes eventually.
La 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 la
la
la la la la la
la la la la la la la la
la la
la la la la la
la
la la la
la la
la la
la la
la la la
la la
la la
la
la
la
la
la
la la
la
la.
Everything is everything from Miss Lauryn Hill. According to Urban Dictionary, everything is everything. According to Urban Dictionary user Mr. Feedback, basically it means it is what it is. It's nothing more or nothing less than exactly what you see. Yeah, well stated. Kidding. That's not well stated. Anyway, did my research on this song a little late, but you know, the piano of that song plays a pretty central role. And this album came out, I think it was 99? Yeah, it's 98, excuse me. And the piano was played by John Legend, whose dogs are still staring at me on the station computer because I was looking him up earlier. Everything came as full circle. I planned this. So anyway, a virtually unknown John Legend played piano on that track for Miss Lauryn Hill, who only made this one album and then realized that she's kind of got disillusioned with fame and music. It's sad. But here we are, listening to her 19 years later. Moving on to Paul McCartney and Wings with the track Arrow Through Me from the album Back to the Egg, 1979 album. Let's give it a listen. Let's see what old Paul has to say.
Taking an hour and running right through me. Ooh.
Threw Me from Paul McCartney and Wings. Now, surprise, surprise, as I did my research, somehow, I've been listening to the song for a while now, and what he does is he has like two verses and a hook, and then he just reorders them, so he does everything in a row, and then he just doesn't do anything new for the rest of so once you've heard the first minute and 17 songs, you've heard seconds, or first minute and 17 seconds of the song, you've heard all of the song. Like, he just rearranges it for the next few minutes. So, Sly Dog Move there from Paul. Anyway, moving on to what should be very unsurprising, me playing Q-Tip, the lead MC of Tribe Called Quest, with an interesting track because it's off his 2008 solo project, The Renaissance, which, bless its intentions, did bring back D'Angelo from his whatever he D'Angelo had a rough time, a rough 14 years. He's going back on tour, very exciting. He's going to be on a week-long tour of Europe coming this March. He's kind of coming out of his hole. Very good news from D'Angelo, but this isn't about D'Angelo. This is about Q-Tip featuring Norah Jones on his solo rap album. So it's not really, I don't know. I'll let you decide. You, the listeners, decide what you think about the 2008 track Life Is Better from the album The Renaissance, feature with Q-Tip featuring Norah Jones.
Now that I find life is better now that
Life is Better from Q-Tip and Norah Jones. Fairly repetitive, but a song nevertheless about trying to find the next big thing in hip-hop. And the idea is that Norah Jones is discovering hip-hop and enjoying it. She's very into the rich history, and to that effect of exploring the rich history, Q-Tip, half of his verse is just naming hip-hop and rap groups. So Cold Crush Brothers, a hip-hop group formed in 1979. So he says playlist setting, and then he says Cold Crush, Furious Five, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, the Mastodon Committee. He says the Mastodon's the committee. Cosmic Force, Jazzy Five, Love Bug, Starsky, Junebug, Busy Bee, Run DMC, Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie, Doug E, Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew, Spoonie G, Schoolie D, Rakim. Anyway, there's so many. Like, I'm not even halfway done. So if you want to take a look at the lyrics, you can get like a whole history of hip hop and its origins. And to finish up tonight, I have a song for time for another, but probably not. We got a track from my man. He used to have a terrible name. He goes by a stage name because his real name is awful. His full name used to be Chazwick Bundick, which is not really, just aesthetically not pleasing. And he's been operating under the stage name Toro y Moi, which he is also hard to say. It's a double, as it says Toro y, so bull and moi, so French me. So that's hard to say too. Anyway, I'm just going to listen to the track Half Dome, which is one of my favorite tracks all time. But we're going to listen to the Live from Trona version. Now, this is interesting because we'll listen. I'll break myself up. Here's Half Dome from Toro y Moi off Live from Trona. finishing off tonight's show with Half Dome from Torley Moth, the 2016 concert album Live from Trona. Now, I might be mispronouncing that. I don't think I am, but so Chazwick Bundick, who has since changed his name to Chaz Bear, not much of an improvement, but go you, do you. And so he performed this lot. It's kind of hardly even a live performance because he set up a whole stage in a desert, had his whole backing band come out, and they played a concert film with an album with it. And no one was there other than the musicians and the people setting up. So that's what old Chaz did. There's a really long Fader article, if you like. Maybe I'll link it if people want to read it, but probably not. He has somebody playing bongo. Oh, on the last track of the album, which I'm forgetting, I think is after Yeah Right. Wait, no, that's a Vince Staples song. Is it also a Toro song? Yeah, so on Yeah Right, which is both a Vince Staples song and a Tori Amos song, but different songs, should be noted. The keyboardist had broke his finger playing the penultimate track, but he stuck with it and was airlifted out of the concert venue for medical treatment. Isn't that nice? Anyway, thank you for listening to Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Much appreciated. Thank you for joining me on this unseasonably warm Thursday evening. Give you a quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Be sure to visit us online at WJRH.org, and I'll speak to you next week. Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown locked in the bathroom sink? But he was smoking all my clothes, I gotta say.